the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's epistle, St. Paul quotes our Lord Jesus Christ, who told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." This is the paradigm for our salvation. Our weaknesses can escort us to the virtue of humility. This great mystery of our being made strong in our weaknesses. It's the strength that comes from God. It is His strength. It is His righteousness. It is His life in us. This is the paradigm. This is God's plan for you and for me, if we accept it. But we do have that capacity to not accept it. He's given us free will. But what He desperately wants for us is to give in to this work that He is doing in us. St. Paul writes today in our epistle that he had been given a thorn in the flesh to prevent him from self-exaltation. Since he had been granted a direct experience of heaven itself, we don't know what this thorn in the flesh was, but whatever it was, it caused St. Paul enough pain to ask the Lord three times to take it away. Reminiscent of Gethsemane, when our Lord Jesus Christ is in such agony, the weight of the sins of all of mankind being thrust upon Him. He sweat drops of blood and He said to the Father, "If it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me." That's real pain. That's real suffering. That's real hurt. Our Lord Jesus knows all about that. He is not indifferent to that when we go to Him and ask Him for His healing mercies, when we ask Him for help, when we ask Him for deliverance. He knows how it feels. But the Lord made it clear that this thorn in the flesh was given to St. Paul to preserve his salvation, to keep him from becoming prideful. Most sufferings given to us by God require faith in our Lord Jesus, patience, and perseverance. That's the ticket. Faith in our Lord, patience, and perseverance. The poor woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years in today's gospel recognized Jesus as God. That is to say, she recognized Him noetically, with the eye of her heart, the nous, and sought Him out with great fervor. You will recall that His disciples were somewhat amazed when He said, "Somebody touched me," because He was surrounded by many people. But only one in that crowd touched Him in a certain way. Only one person that day, in that moment, touched Him noetically, because she saw with the eye of the heart that He was God incarnate. And she knew that to draw near to Him in faith would bring her deliverance and healing. Her patience, now how did she know this? How did she learn this lesson? She learned it through her patient endurance of her infirmity for 12 years. This had prepared her for her encounter with the living God. Would she have recognized His divinity apart from her 12 years of suffering? Of faithful suffering, I might add? Perhaps not. On the other hand, sometimes the Lord's grace, mercy, and deliverance are given to us immediately in critical situations, such as the raising of the 12-year-old only daughter of Jairus today in today's gospel from the dead. We can see from these situations that our Lord uses the circumstances of our life to draw us closer to Him. This does not always involve pain and suffering, by the way. Sometimes indeed, many times indeed, every day, every single day, He blesses us in so many ways Oh, that we might repent from our sins in order to see with the eye of our heart all that He is doing, all that He has done, all that He is doing, and all that He will do to draw us back to Him, our life and our salvation. So my dear friends, my fellow sojourners, let us entrust each and every aspect of our lives to Christ our true God. Let us lay aside the sins which so easily entangle us and run with endurance the race that is set before us. And may we never doubt God's love and care for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.